We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We again thank you that we've gathered here in your name, Lord, and we know that you're here in the midst of us. Lord, thank you that you're the God of all comfort this morning to each and every one of your children. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, let us do lean upon your breast today. God, in your mighty Holy Spirit, just take the things of Christ, your wondrous Son, and make them ours. Show these things unto us, Lord. Let us have a heart that would desire these things. Open hearts today. God, work deep. It's wonderful. Your Son's coming draweth nigh. Help us to want to rise up and to look and to love His appearing. God, let us be groaning to see Him, aching to see His face. Lord, quicken people this morning. God, stir up your children. Help us to grow up to be the mighty sons of God. We ask for your anointing this day. Lord, take these scriptures and make them real to us. These are the words of life. Help us to feast. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the book of James. In the fourth chapter, we're going to focus in on the 15th verse, but I'll back up one verse there and we'll begin reading in James 4:14. And it says there, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away." Amen. And know it. Oh, please know it. That's why every moment does count. But here we go in verse 15, and that will be our scripture today. "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Praise God. Lord willing, if it be your will, Lord, how about as Jesus Christ even said, "Thy will be done. Thy will be done." There's great peace and rest in knowing, Father, Thy will be done. Amen? Amen. And we're here today to gather truly in to Thy will be done. Not man's will, not our thoughts. That will just get me in trouble, but Thy will be done. And maybe it says it no better than in Psalm 62:5. And at Psalm 62:5 it says, "My soul, wait, wait thou only, only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." My expectation, that means the thing that I long for, is from Him. Now, I've had encouraged of the Lord to say this to people before, and they say, "Well, what is the thing that you long for? What is this?" And I just say, "Well, listen to that verse. It's anything and everything that He wants, whether it is this or that." Do you get it? Oh, praise God. I hope we get it today. Whether it is this or that, Lord willing, have your perfect way. And brothers and sisters, He is teaching us. He's chastening us to understand this truth and to rest in this promise to look for Him for all things. This truly is about placing His desires in our heart. Placing the desire of the Word of God and His plan truly becoming the only thing that I want. So what about your aspirations and what about your desires? What about my aspirations and my desires? Well, the Word of God says He'll let you have them if you want. But would you like me to read very clearly? And I'd really like you to pay attention. If you're going to pay attention just for a moment, I want you to pay attention to this. This is what happens when God allows you to just go after your desires and your aspirations and your wants. It tells you very clear in Psalm 106:15. "And He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul." You know what leanness is? It's waste. I don't want to live a wasted life. Do you? God help us. I don't want to go there. I don't want that kind of thing going on in my life when God is sitting there and has the plan for you to give you all the beauty and the glory if you'll want His desires for your life. Lord, if it be Thy will, Lord willing, Father, Thy will be done. A dear sister gave a precious testimony the other night. And I want you to know, by the grace of God, they're all precious testimonies. But this one happened to line up with this. Encouraged my heart. You know, God, You just have such a perfect plan. You direct things beyond expectation. Beyond what I could ever ask or think. Praise God. That's our Lord in His exceeding abundant way. But she gave a testimony. And she spoke of her and her husband's recent trip down to the Grand Canyon. And I tell you what, hats off to them, because they're troopers. I was raised under a house. My dad would always kind of tease. He said, "Now, son, they gave you running water, and they gave you toilets and different things like that, because that's you live in that and you go use that. So roughing it to us will be a Holiday Inn today." It was a camping experience. It was away from the home. I'm just kind of teasing. But this brother and sister, they went down and they camped. And they camped by the Grand Canyon. And they were getting ready that day to pitch their tent. And the wind came up. And it was just blowing and blowing all day long, she said. And she's sitting there nodding her head saying, "Yes, it did. And it did." And it wasn't just a little wind. It was a big wind. You know, she said a 60-mile-an-hour wind or so. And it was constant. It wasn't just breezing through. It was all the time. And the Lord encouraged her to pray. And I would have prayed just the same if I went on a camping trip. But I went that far to go out and be with the wild. I guess I'd say that. You know, Lord, let's just stop this nonsense. Let's stop this wind. You hold the winds in Your fist. Come on. You do. And I've been guilty to say it. Lord, could You not hold it just a little tighter? God, help me not to tempt You, Lord. But she prayed and she had an encouragement in her heart to say, "Lord, stop this wind. Take it away." But you know what? The Lord didn't stop that wind. He didn't. He had a different plan. And matter of fact, His plan was, and I'm confident because I've been there and you have too, it blew harder. Not only did it not blow just a little lighter because you're just hoping for that. It's like, oh no, it got worse. And here we go, and it might have even thrown in some cold in there. And at this time of year, I'm sure that wind wasn't a nice summer breeze. It was getting downright chilly. So here they go, and they're thinking, well, you know, we're supposed to stay in this tent, and this tent could be gone. It's blowing so hard. And that's what she said. But she said this. That was the best part. She said it was the best part. Because they went on, as the Lord had encouraged them, and went ahead and pitched that tent. And that wind never stopped, blew harder. But yet she said that wind never touched our tent that whole night. They could hear it. They could sense that it was there. But it never touched them. Now see, I want to trust God like that. Don't you want to trust God like that? You know, Daniel in the lion's den, that wasn't just a story. That's your everyday life. It is. You may think things are going on for you. You may think that it's a rosy walk that you're on right now. You don't realize you're just a step between you and death. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that for you to rejoice and understand. Devil, let's get over it. You have no chance with me. Nothing. Because if He be for me, who could be against me? You were defeated upon that cross. When He said it is finished, your days were numbered at that moment. You're so stupid you don't get it, but there's coming a time soon you're going to find out, old devil, you got a short time. You got a little while. And it's going to be all over for you. And more importantly, I know this, that He knows the way that I take. And even though He's allowed you to be the prince and the power of this air, this world. Do you understand that? I want you to know what you're dealing with here. See, God said it that way. Against all odds, sure, naturally speaking, but we're talking about God here. Is anything hard for God? Nothing. Everything that Satan, that devil, could ever do to you, God has to allow first. Do you understand that? Do you understand that enemy is part of God's plan for the before ordained good works that I should walk therein? That when people rise up against me, when things look like they're all turning against me, God's going to show me, oh son, I'll keep you in that furnace. And I'm going to not just allow you to be gasping for breath when you get out of there. Shoot, you ain't even going to smell like smoke. We're going to have a good time in the furnace. Do you think those brothers had a good time in the furnace? I think they did. I think they had a wonderful time. Because it really was a life. Though he slay me, will I trust him? They understood that. There was a brother that lived that. And we've had brothers and sisters in Christ that have lived that. And more importantly, we have the Word of God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who lived it. Amen. That's the comfort and that's the peace that we have, brothers and sisters. Those children in Israel. Children of Israel, I should say. There they were, slaves in Egypt. God just told them, just pray, just seek me. I'm your God. I am. Know it. And he promised them, didn't he? He said, you know what? I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to deliver you. God has told us that. Not just I'm going to deliver you. I've delivered you. My blood, praise God, my freely shed blood has delivered you. Now, you don't know the hour, but praise be to God, be looking up. Because it's nigh, isn't it, brothers and sisters? But how mighty when God told him, I'm going to deliver you out of Egypt. I'm going to deliver you out of the hands of Pharaoh. Don't worry about this. And how mighty he did it. All them plagues that he sent. It's amazing how God does stuff. I mean, he makes it better, doesn't he? You wouldn't have thought of that. Come on now, get over yourself. Well, I could have planned it this way and that way and all these things. No, you would have messed it up. But God had a perfect plan. He sent all those plagues. He still hardened Pharaoh's heart. Got him more and more wicked. Allowed him to be. It's what he wanted. You want it, you got it. He's not going to force you. God's too good to force you. Know it. People say, oh, you're a Bible thumper. Oh, no, I'm not. Uh-uh. It's a privilege, brothers and sisters, for you to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a privilege. It is. I encourage you to come, but I'm not going to insult God like that. I'm not going to force you to do anything because he doesn't. As that sister said, though, he'll sure make you wish you did. It's true. You can be as ornery as you want. You can be as defiant as you want. And you'll be as miserable as you want. Or you can go over and live in the joy unspeakable and full of glory right now. Amen. It's your choice. My choice too. And every day we're getting up by God's grace and saying, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. Amen. Praise God he's brought us to church. Praise God you took the offering that he put out there before you today and said, you know what? Let's come and rejoice. Let's come and grow in grace and knowledge of me. Isn't that wonderful? That's what he said. And that's what he's saying to us today. And that's wonderful, brothers and sisters. But see, he brought them through all of that and how mighty it was to see. And they were cheering, you know, they were all excited. Oh, look what God's doing for this. And every time they'd get kind of trapped in, oh, that God, he was terrible. He brought us out here to die. And Moses, you're to blame, huh? Oh, but he opened the waters up. That's great. Now we're going across the dry ground. Oh, isn't this wonderful? And then God decides, here's how I'm going to free you. I'm going to dump you right into a desert. Amen? Amen. And brothers and sisters, don't you tell me that you haven't felt like that before. Murmuring is part of our nature. Come on. Our old man never changed. Quick to fear, quick to unbelieve. So quick to murmur. Oh yeah. Boy, thank God for his spirit. Amen. 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 And we say, oh God, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect that. But you know, he did. Not just expect it, he before ordained it. Isn't that wonderful? That's your God. And this is what I want you to think again. Let's step back. This is God we're talking about. Now let's put it in its right perspective. This is God. I am. All right? The one who made it all. The one who holds it all. The one who keeps it all. By him all things hold together and consist, don't they? Amen. You're not part of that. You're just part of the workmanship. Do you understand? This is God's way. This is God's will. I'm understanding that more and more in my life. He's brought me something here today, and I pray God the Spirit lets it be known in all of us what he really wants for us to see in him. Who am I to question anything? We live in a world, brothers and sisters, that says, oh, you have a right to question everything. Now, when you know how your father loves you, you insult him. I insult him when I question his love for me. You know what I mean as a parent. If you're a parent here today and you've tried for your children, you said, honeys, I'm doing this, and they question you, and you're just human. But God's given you great love. How much more your Father in heaven? How much more our Father in heaven, brothers and sisters? God, help us not to question you, but yes, to cry out and say, Lord, I need more of your comfort. I need more of that all-sufficient grace. Bring it on. Pour it out. I know it's here. But Lord, let me apprehend it. I need it. Now, and moreover, brothers and sisters, moreover than he is just God, he proved his love to us because he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him the Lamb of God, the helpless Lamb, the Lamb slain. The one who would become sin for you, sin for us, who knew no sin. He died so that we may live in him forever. Now that's God. All right? And that's the most loving God you could ever imagine. Amen? He's not this God that just looks up on high and looks down at you and correcting and judging and all of those things. Oh, no, 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 no. This is the God that sent his only begotten Son for you. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm finding out every day, honestly. And I remember my parents telling me this. Son, the older you get, the more you realize how little you know. Kids, you'll come into that too. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm looking at some that were a little bit younger than me now with their kids and mothers going like this. Oh, amen, amen. And I'm laughing because, and I'm just like those that are a little older than me that are laughing at me right now saying, I remember when you were just such a punk. No, I'm just teasing. But see what God can do? A punk like me? Oh, wretched man that I am. Come on, can we not say it as it is? I hope that don't offend you. I hope that lets you know how much God just put everything to get you. Everything to get me. But as little as I know, the one thing I do know for certain, we are helpless without God. You are helpless without God. And I know that my own aspirations, my own desires will lead me to despair, whereas God's expectation, his desires, and his wants will lead me into glory. Just as our sister, brothers and sisters, and my dear brother were down there in the Grand Canyon pitching that tent in that mighty wind, God said, just go do it. Just go do it. We had that sermon last week, didn't he? Build the ark. Build the ark could be pitching a tent. Just go pitch that tent. Stand aside and watch the mighty hand of God. Watch me. Watch me. Don't just go looking out there. Watch me. Peter, you want to see some amazing things happen? Look at me. He even showed us beyond nature's physics. Peter, come unto me. And he just walking right on the water, wasn't he? See, there's no laws to God. There just isn't. He set it all up. He can do with what he wants. And he is going to do it just like that. But you know for certain that Peter began to sink too. Once he started looking at what God was doing. As opposed to looking at Him. Do you see what I'm saying? Jesus Christ Himself, it was so amazing. You know, He came in. God continued to minister. Holy Spirit continued to encourage His wonderful life. At the age of 30, He began to do His miracles. Water into wine. Amen. Healing the blind. Get up and walk. Praise God. Nothing was hard for Him. No. Very man of very man, but very God of very God. But you know, as those people started following after His miracles and started looking at the things as opposed to the Word, what did He do? He stopped it. It wasn't a mistake or an accident. He just knew. And He showed it. And it was God's perfect will. So that was something that He showed that God needed to reveal to man. That is I am. You better know it. That is I am. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. Hear Him. That's your power. The very power of His might. By my Spirit, it is written. It's the Word of God. I thank Him for His wondrous miracles. I rejoice in His great keeping. But brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, may we not take our eyes off of Jesus. The Word. The Word. Well, I have been guilty as of late, if you couldn't have read into this message. Maybe it is my own testimony today. But I've been wanting to see outcomes my way. Yep. Not all of them. But the most precious parts. And yet I was knowing that God was working it out. I know that God was working it out. But you know what? I wasn't resting. I wasn't waiting solely and only upon Him. Come on now. Don't feel sorry for me. This is some quickening power that God brought to my life. I wasn't placing my complete expectation in Him, brothers and sisters. And we've heard so many times, well, you know what? It'll work itself out. I am so tired of hearing that. Because you know what? It doesn't work itself out. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says that nothing works by itself anyways. And we know that all things work together. Not itself by itself, but they all work together for good to them that love God. And to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's mighty. That is mighty. And that's according to His purpose. And what is His purpose? It's His will. It's His path. It's His desires for you and for me. It is, Father, Thy will be done. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. We'll close with these couple scriptures here. It says, O Lord, this is important stuff. Listen to this. I know that the way of man is not in himself. What he's telling you right there is give it up. Give it up. How long are you going to keep hitting that wall with your head? How long are you just going to keep going through the same thing and not turning it over to God? So he says there, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man. Not of man, but it isn't even in man that walketh to direct his steps. And that was Jeremiah 10:23. But then you go over to Job, the completely opposite of this, 23:10. There's no coincidence with God. But listen to this. If you just turn it around, see the Lord turns everything around. It says, but he knoweth the way that I take. So, here I am, I'm trying to force it, I'm trying to jam it, I'm trying to say, oh, it's going to work this way. Oh, I know the Word and the will of God for me. Oh, I've heard that. You know what the will of God for you is? All men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. That's what you know. Now in that, walk in it. Huh? Well, how do I do that? By faith. Amen. And what is faith? Is it just believing happy thoughts? No, it's not. Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Now, I could stand here and I could tell you, and I do, because it's the love of God. I want this for you. I want this for my life. But He wants it for your life. He's pleading with us today, brothers and sisters. I know the way that you need to take. I do. And brothers and sisters, I don't think we'd be here today if God didn't put that desire in our hearts. I really don't. I know we fight this. This is fighting the good fight of faith, isn't it? Amen. God, take me away from me and let your mind be in me. Let me quit trying to chart it all out and to map it all out. And for those of you that have these cerebral minds, huh? Well, that same thing. Well, you know what I'm talking about, you genies. Usses. Come on. Say, Lord, let the simplicity of Christ just reign in me. Now, this isn't talking about being slothful or anything like that. This isn't talking about being lazy. It's whatever I do heartily unto the Lord. But God, I'm tired of trying to chart it all out. And I'm not just talking for my life, but I'm talking about for your children's lives, for your family's life, for your friends' lives. I'm talking about finally just saying, Lord, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Let my expectation, the thing that I long for. And brothers and sisters, you have a life in you that has the thing that you long for. And that's, Father, Thy will be done. It was the same longing that Jesus Christ had in His heart. Lord, You'll take care of this. Lord, You know the way that I take. God, it is not of me, it is not in me to direct my steps. It's selfishness, brothers and sisters, and it is. It's pride. And maybe I'm speaking a little bit more to the brothers, but sisters, you got to come along too, because pride is very destructive, and I've seen it, and it's not a respecter of person, it's not a respecter of gender. It's there, isn't it? And if you've made a great error in your life, don't be so proud to say, you know what, I was wrong. Greatest moment in your life could be today to finally give something up and say, you know what, I was just wrong. I was just wrong. I thought God was calling me even this way. Come on now. I knew that this was the will of the Father for my life. But you know what I'm finding out? That was just me. Important times, brothers and sisters. You know why it's important time? Because Jesus is about to appear. And He's telling us, come unto Me. Get rid of that selfish heart. Get rid of that selfish spirit. Oftentimes, it can appear like it's a real good thing. I'm telling you, I know this. But we had a pastor for years that said, you know what? You could waste your life in a gutter, or you could waste your life as a CEO in a boardroom. You can. Waste is waste. But glory is glory. And He's called you to glory. And glory is a heart that truly just sings out to Him. Father, Thy will be done. Thy will be done for me. Thy will be done for my family. Thy will be done for this meeting. Thy will be done. It is not in man to direct his steps. He knows the way that we take. Father, help us to see today that those are the before ordained good works that I should walk therein. Amen? Got a lot of walking to do, brothers and sisters, don't we? But you know what? Every step is ordered. The steps of a good man. And you know what? If Christ is in you, I don't care how ornery a scamp that guy sitting next to you thinks you is. You's a good man. You're good because of Jesus. You're not good because of any other reason. You're good because of the life that you accepted when you believed on the blood was for your sin upon that cross that day. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You for this time. Lord, thank You for bringing us to just realities of Your Spirit. God, this is growth for our soul. Lord, this is growing up into You in all things. Lord, only You could bring this, but it is Your life. You have given it. Even if it is beyond something we could comprehend or understand, You said, oh no, by My Spirit, saith the Lord. And I know that You'll give us the willing heart to receive this. Thank You for the lives that are here today. Thank You for tender lives that wanted to come and hear the words of life. I pray, God, You let them know how precious and how pleased You are in them, that they are listening to You, that they've taken time to come to hear Your word, to receive again the bread of life. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.